Hello.
Yes, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care returning a call.
Yeah, I'm returning your call because you had called me.
Who is this?
Isabel Charles.
Oh, yeah, Miss Charles. Yes, I've been trying to reach you. Let me pull up your file. All right, let me see. Let me pull up your file. Okay. Looks like the number comes. It says somebody Jean, Desiree Jean. I guess the number comes up. Somebody. That's somebody else. Mm-hmm. I guess your number comes up to somebody else's.
No, that's my husband's name.
Got you. Okay. All right, Miss Charles. All right. All right. So I have you, and I want to make sure. So we have you. You have at 707 Sandy Hill Road, Glenside. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. You have 70 hours a week. Let me see. Is your caregiver listed? Isaiah is your caregiver. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
All right. So I was calling because I have to get what's called your client service agreement signed. Just a document on my computer that has your caregiver duties and schedules, and that we cannot share any of your protected health information. I am available. It takes me literally like 5 minutes unless you have any questions. And when I say questions, I mean anything with Medicaid or service coordinate, stuff that was not answered that you were looking for. Other than that, I'm basically in and out. I am available on Tuesday of next week in between 11 and 1 to come by and get that signed. Will you be available around then?
I have an appointment on that day.
Okay.
So I won't be able to, not at this time, maybe 2 o'clock, that's my time I'll be available.
All right, I'll put in my notes after 2. How about that? I'll put after 2, and you are close to me, because I'm off of Shellham Avenue, so it's not like I'll be too far, so that's fine if I have to see people and then come back home. You're literally 2 miles from me. So I see my people around the area in the beginning of the day and then come back home. That's fine because you're so close to me.
Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah, that works. I'll put you, after 2 p.m. And the 267-586-5691, is that the correct number for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we can do that. That's perfectly fine. I put after 2 o'clock. Sure.
Okay, I have a question. Do you guys, because you guys do referral bonus?
No. So you mean referral as in? So
you refer to the company.
For a client. So who gets the bonus? It's not a referral bonus. What happens is that there is an option for caregivers. So the bonus consists of this. The caregiver will get called a sign-on bonus when brought over. So here's an example. So you have Isaiah as your caregiver, right? So say that you chose. You said, I want to go somewhere. Say you were with, for instance, Patriot Home Care before. You say, hey, I want to come to Family First. Because you're bringing a caregiver in Isaiah, and it doesn't cost us money to find you one, Isaiah will qualify for a sign-on bonus after his probationary period. That's where bonuses come in. But clients cannot receive bonuses that are illegal through the Medicaid system.
Not for me, not for me. It's for my caregiver because he referred a friend of mine your agency.
Okay.
So that's why I asked that, because he might don't know about that, since I have worked in a field in the past. So I know that. That's why I'm asking, do you guys do referral bonus? Because we did refer a friend in the company. That's why I asked that.
Oh, yeah. So in terms of that, I've never seen a referral, like, unless somebody brought a cluster of people. When that person will come over, basically the caregiver would get the bonus. And that would be between the person that referred them and the caregiver. How they want to deal with that bonus, that's something outside of the company. But just referring one person, no. But the caregiver could receive the sign-on bonus. So the caregiver would get the sign-on bonus, unless there was something with the HR department or HR department where, and I'm the lead marketer in Philadelphia. I have people that work for, whether it's mental health corporations, nurses, doctors at Temple, UPenn, people that run supervisors at independent living facilities, things of that nature. They refer people all the time. I can't give them a bonus. It's actually illegal. I can't give them a referral, but unless they were employed by us. What does happen is that if whatever client or person that they refer to me, if they come on board and I don't have to find them a caregiver and they have a caregiver that comes with them, I'll make sure the caregiver receives a sign-on bonus after 60 days. That's the bonus that we receive. Now, I would advise off the record, what I would say is, if it was somebody who was funneling people, because I have several people that funnel people towards me, whatever their situation is, I tell them, well, whatever that caregiver got, because you referred the client and in the long run, that also means them, now they're now employed. Discuss the bonus with that caregiver where you get a piece of that. But in terms of, they don't do that unless it's mass.
But I'm not talking for myself. I'm not talking for myself.
I know you're not. I know what you mean.
Because the reason why I say that, because he have a lot of clients, like, a friend of mine that's older, they will come with the client. So because I have other agencies, I chose you guys. I have many. I have friends with a lot of agencies, but I chose you guys for, my son and I, because it's my son doing the caregiver, So
right.
We have a lot of friends. So I want to know that if you refer people to your agency, is it because I have offered other people when I used to work for my mom, when I used to work as a caregiver for my mom in the past. So anybody that I refer from that agency, I used to get bonus. That's why I asked, do you guys do the same thing?
He would have to, as a quote unquote, almost like a marker, or a recruiter almost. He would have to talk directly to HR and try to work out something with them with the numbers. In my experience, being in this field for over 15 years and being a lead marketer and business developer, I would say in order for somebody to receive, because a bonus is 9 times out of 10 coming with a care, like the client has come with a caregiver. So number one, it would be if the client already enrolled in Medicaid. Or are they just transferring services? Are they already enrolled in Medicaid where they have to go through the enrollment process to get the waiver? Put all those things in factors. And the bonus normally would come with the caregiver after 60 to 90 days of employment. If I was him, then I would negotiate and say, listen, I have this amount of clients or this amount of possible recruits or clients that can come over to you. Is there something we can work out? And he would have to work out that with HR.
Okay.
And that's me working independently, because I've done this for years. So I do stuff like that. I've done stuff like that for other companies. But I also have brought a bunch of things, like I've done enrollment and everything like that. And I've done the marketing and I audit companies. So I've been a consultant in long-term care for years. So I've done that for other companies where I say, listen, I have my own personal database over 200 clients. just service credits for years, X, Y, and Z. So I had a following of people and have a following of people that would go wherever I'm associated with, they would come. So I've done that for companies. I also do other things for them. But because I'll do the enrollment or something like that, like they, you know, I would negotiate. So that's really independently up to him to negotiate with the company to see about how many he has. What are the needs? Like, is this somebody, like, you know, it's one thing to have a client that can just transfer and say, oh, I'm with Ameribus Home Care. I want to come to Family First. And all it is the service coordinator request or transfer. It's another thing of saying, I have somebody who needs home care. I'm referring to you. Well, now they got to go through the enrollment process. They don't even have the weight. You know what I mean? So it depends on what he's doing and all that. But that's the conversation he should have directly with HR. Because that's different.
Okay.
It's so many different factors that depend on it. So just as a slight example before I let you go, at one point years ago, I would tell a friend of mine who has a home care company, I would say, listen, I have this person. I want to bring him over to you. If they were just transferring, simple, that was nothing. But if it required me to get them enrolled in Medicaid and get them the Medicaid waiver, so just transfer, that might have been $500 per client. Some companies say it depends on how many hours the person has, you know, how profitable the client is. But if I was doing enrollment too, where I was literally going through the Maximus process, getting them signed up, and then going through the county assistance office to verify their financial information, everything like that, I was charging $1,000 per client because they would not even be enrolled with the Medicaid process, you know, without me. So it all depends on how much he's doing. Like for me, just personally being an independent contractor in this field for years, that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trust me, he have a lot of clients, but it depends on how you guys work. Is we got a lot. He got his own call. He got a lot. So for us to transfer. So I'm going to tell him to talk to HR. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell him to talk to HR, see what he has to do, see what he has. Yeah, see what he has. And it depends on, it has a bunch of different legs, how many hours of the clients had. Do they come with caregivers? With county, you know, make sure we can service them, X, Y, and Z. So it all depends. It all depends. But I would say he should have a direct conversation. If I was him, I would put something together where kind of like sell, like market myself to Family First. This is what I can provide, you know, and then show and prove, and then maybe they can have something on the back end that is with some compensation. If you know, I would say, but it definitely has to be a cluster, one or two people, because I've had, like, I do literally have folks that coming from agencies, like, you know, that supervise their residential homes or senior living, or directors at mental health companies that also have individuals with residential access that need home care, and they just funnel their people towards me. Now, I may do something like here and there. I may say, but you thought that's somebody throwing me 10, 20 clients a year. You know, stuff like that. And they will, I personally may do something for them. But most of the time, that caregiver that they bring over receives that bonus because we can legally give the caregiver a bonus. And those people aren't, they're also not classified or categorized as a referral or a recruiter or a marketer for us. This is a resource of my personal resource. But, you know, it depends. I have gotten somebody say, here, I sent somebody. I had one lady who does it completely independently, and she just, for some reason, gives me all her family members. I have like seven of them. Well, then, yeah, one day I did like send her a gift card for $500. Just, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. She had sent me like six people. And I was like, I'm going to just send you something. She's like, oh, you don't got to send me anything. I said, I'm going to just send you something for send me to folks. Now, when she sent me those folks, I had to go through the whole enrollment process. This wasn't a transfer. Like, they just had to call their service coordinator and ask me to transfer. She said, I know somebody who needs home care, and she gave them to me, and I had to start from scratch with them to get them through the system, including her husband. But it's all individually. So I would tell him to definitely discuss it with HR and see what the possibilities are, because I can't make that judge for the executives.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.